Okay. So if we like to read a lot, but others say you just keep reading and don't do anything. So how do we get them to change their point of view? Basically, we have to know that there are people who have different interests. And if we like to read, we can become close friends with people who like to read. And with others, it may not be possible to be that close friends. So actually, if we consider how much time do others spend with us or we spend with them, it's not that we are, unless they're family members, and even if they're family members, it's not that they're 24 hours with us. As we grow, we'll go to schools, we'll go to different places. So if we find that this is my circle of interest, and this is someone else's circle of interest, and if one particular activity, say my reading, that occupies a prominent place in my circle of interest, but they have no interest in that, then while interacting with them, we can downplay this. So if we are interacting with someone who just keeps saying, you know, you read too much, you don't do anything else, then when we meet them, if we take up a book and start reading, then we are simply perpetuating their conception about us. But if at that time, if that relationship is important for us, then we may at that time talk about something which is in their circle of interest. Ideally, for relationships to function, these circles of interest need to have some intersection point. Say, okay, I like to read, but they don't like to read. But maybe they may like to like some information about some subject. Say, if they have interest in some facts about some subject, and if we are reading, we read about that. Say, if they have some interest in history, geography, or whatever subject, and we read a little bit about that and speak that with them. So we find out what is their circle of interest and then keep our interactions with them in that circle of interest. Then we can have some connection with them. And if both people want to have a healthy relationship, then both will be ready to expand their circle of interest. So, you know, if they have a lot of interest in sports, then I may want to expand my circle of interest. Okay, what is it that you like so much about sports? And then maybe by talking with them, we will understand, okay, I never knew this was so exciting. Then we say, oh, you learn so much. And we tell them, and they are also eager to learn. Then we tell them, you know, I read this, this was so interesting. Oh, really, reading is so good. So that way, if both of them are ready to start with the point of intersection and expand their circle of interest, then the relationship can grow. But if they are only going to stay in their circle of interest and they are not at all interested in expanding their circle, then we can try to expand our circle as much as possible for us to take interest with them. But sometimes it may just be that the two of us are so dissimilar that it may be difficult for us to have a very close relationship. So then we just have a cordial relationship with them whenever we meet. We just talk a few cordial words and we move on in our own way. So sometimes if that person is important for us and what they are saying is important for our development holistically, then we may try to expand our circle of interest. But if it's not possible, then just we understand that, you know, we are different individuals and we go on our way and they go their way. So it's the easiest way to become insecure and become miserable is to try to please everyone. So, okay, I may not be able to please this person. They have this impression. That's okay. During my talking with them, I'll try to talk some subject of interest. But otherwise, let's keep this interaction brief and move on. Does that answer the question? Thank you. Good question. Any other questions or comments?